Sports Talk on 702 with Muhle Madolini for the curious.
24 minutes past 7. I've got the Cricket South Africa CEO Thabang Moroa on the line. Thabang, thank you so much for joining us tonight. So good to have you back on the show.
Hi, Muhle. Thank you for having me and good evening to your listeners.
Yeah, I know you ever busy. I know you're down in the Western Cape at the moment. How is the Mzansi Super League working out for you?
Yes, I'm in Western Cape in the Boland, Drakenstein municipality, and the atmosphere here is a killer. When I come here to watch the NFL matches, it really shows what this product is really about. And in terms of how the people around the stadium here come from the township to come and fill up this stadium shows exactly why we've put this product where it is and what the product is really about. So really this product really shows that, from a cryptographic point of view, we haven't done as much as we should in terms of giving our people access to the game. So, Borden Park shows us that there's one or two things that we need to tweak around in trying to make sure that we keep the vibe going. We attract as much spectators as we can so that we've got all the bums on seats that we'd like to see. So really, it's a spectacle coming here.
Absolutely. It's the second season. We've seen numbers a little bit disappointing. I had a chat to one of the CEOs of the franchises last week, and he was also saying that there needs to be a little bit more marketing regarding that. What do you think can be done to increase the spectators in the stadium?
Sure, it is. There definitely needs to be a bit more marketing put on. That I won't lie about. And I also feel that access is an issue because really, I've seen some promotions being done where tickets were going for as little as 1 rand, 20 rand in some stadiums. And it's not that people can't afford to take out 1 rand or that 20 rand, but transport becomes an issue, And if you look at the majority of our stadiums in terms of where they're placed, it becomes difficult for people to leave their respective townships and villages to be able to come to the ground and support cricket. Cricket is not like other, major codes in our country that will play for like 80 and 90 minutes. Cricket takes quite a long time, so it ends late. And people don't have transport. There's no public transport during those times. So it becomes costly for people to actually come to the stadium. That's something that we need to work on in terms of how do we provide transport for people, not only to get to the stadium, but how do we deliver them at home?
Yeah.
Because that will then give the people, that much-needed all-round experience of what the NFL is all about.
Absolutely. And I mean, people don't even realize that it's literally the best players in the world that are playing on our shores day in, day out. I mean, we could go watch Chris Gayle tomorrow, and the next day you can watch Moeen Ali, Jason Roy. I mean, the list is endless.
Exactly. So we need to make sure that, whilst we provide this access, there's also issues of safety, there's entertainment. Really, we've got the best talent here. And, with all the players that we've put in place, the commercials that we've signed for this year, next year it's really, we're hitting the ball button as soon as January. So we're going to start the whole sending out expression of interest to players so that we can attract a bigger and better variety of international stars. So that we can also, push our people to know as early as, January, as I said, that we are going. So start making plans around MSL and also buy ourselves time in terms of coming up with plans of how do we cater for the people, to make them, to afford them to be able to come to the ground and then still take them home.
Absolutely. I mean, it's also very important to get those seats in terms of the money of the MSL for Cricket South Africa. Yeah. Does it look like you're going to break even this year?
No. That would be a dream. We're not going to break even this year. That would be very ambitious. I can honestly tell you that, even with next year's edition, we don't look like we will break even. I've said this before, that when it comes to these T20 leagues, your break-even year is normally in your 7th edition.
Sure.
So the Big Bash broke even in its 7th edition. The IPL broke even in about, I think it's 8th or 9th edition because of the amount of money that they spent in it. So, us being a small and growing league at that, we're really not going to break even in 3 years. We were ambitiously, you know, hoping that we can work as hard as we possibly could, given the amount of time that, you know, we'd like to have been working to try and break even in year four.
Mm.
So that target is still there. We haven't moved it. Still a lot of work that needs to be done for us. But the most important thing for us is that the numbers, you know, from a TV point of view, they keep showing that we continue to grow.
Mm.
And not only in South Africa, we're growing in India. I was talking to our partners earlier today, and, you know, it's interesting to know that we are now the second most viewed league in the world.
Oh, wow.
Outside of IPL in India.
Yeah.
You know, so we've got a better average viewership than the English Premier League,
wow,
and Formula One and NFL. So that's a huge feat to achieve in 2 years.
Absolutely. That is massive. I've got Mpumelelo on the line here at Thabang Moore. If you don't mind, I just want to find out what comments they have for you. Let's go to Mpumelelo. Mpumelelo, thank you for calling into the show. Your thoughts?
Yes. Hi, sir. I just wanted to say quickly, as a marketing advice, if that counts as advice, I wanted to say that I think one of the biggest things is that these cricket teams, no one really feels attached to them. Like, you know, you go to Orlando and everyone there is attached to Orlando Pirates.
Mm.
And you say something wrong, you get punched in the face, you know?
Mm.
So no one feels like, for instance, I'm from Pretoria. Like, I don't really feel any affiliation towards the Tonics. I don't know what team they are.
The Spartans, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think in terms of marketing, I think there needs to be that thing, you know, that thing that will just draw the people of the specific region towards feeling like they own the team. Like, this is my team. This is, you know, to feel invested. And I don't really know how you guys are going to do it, but I think that's definitely something that will make people come to the stadium and feel emotional. Because sports is an emotional thing, you know, so... Yeah, anyway.
Thank you. Great comment, Mpumelelo. Thank you so much for that. CEO of Cricket South Africa, Thabang Moore, you back on the line. You heard what Mpumelelo had to say, but it's only two seasons in. Is it fair to say that it's too far removed from the people? There's no allegiance yet towards the teams, or must we just give it some time?
Yeah, he does need to give it some time because, you know, the one thing that he's forgetting is that, you know, in the new era, since South Africa's readmission into international sport, this is, you know, literally the second year where we have domestic cricket being played on a public platform, you know, on the free-to-air platform where all South Africans can access it. So even those who know their cricket, who've grown up playing cricket, but so long as they've never had access to cricket on TV, they don't know who Ryan Rickaldson is.
Yeah.
You get me? They don't know the Nono Pongolos of this world. They don't know the Yanaman Manando of this world. So we're trying to give our people an opportunity to know who these people are and to start building that affinity that he's been talking about. So you don't just want to throw money at marketing gimmicks. You know, the people want to see the game being available to them on free-to-air at most times so that they can get to know the domestic player, so that when a player goes and plays into the national team, then they can say, I've seen this guy play.
Mm.
You know, and this is how this guy plays. You know, I've seen him bowl, I've seen him play, I've seen him bat. You know, I like this player in terms of how he is. I mean, this league last year gave rise to Rassie van Dissen. You know, I know who's going to be the player that everybody talks about this year.
Yeah.
We only have halfway stages, so there's still some time to go in terms of, you know, another unknown player in South Africa coming up saying, I'm ready to play in the national team, I'm a force to be reckoned with.
And what can we expect maybe in terms of, you know, the different type of initiatives that you might take on as Cricket South Africa, or maybe that you might request the different franchises to take on to just get it out there, especially to the kids, you know, seeing youngsters wearing the Tshwane Spartans or the Jersey Stars or Cape Town Bliss, whatever, seeing them wearing the kit and proudly so, and, you know, talking about their favorite players and maybe even those cards that you have, you get at the shopping at a grocery store after you pay over a certain amount of money, things like that. Is there anything that we can expect or that might be in the pipelines?
It's exactly everything that you've mentioned, Boucher. It's reaching out to the kids, making sure that we go to schools. We build affinity with all the schools that are in our various areas. We need to build affinity with businesses that are within our areas. And, you know, from a Cricket South Africa point of view, then what we need to do, as I said, is work on, you know, the broader marketing plan for the league, as well as, you know, how do we cater for people, as I said, the transport network. Because, you know, leagues like this are built by teams. So it's not Cricket South Africa that's going to build this league. It's the teams themselves. You know, it's a rivalry between amongst the teams. They're going to build this league up to be where it needs to be. So we need the teams to be much closer to the people than what they currently are. But, you know, as we said earlier on, that we're using international stars here. So these are people who are not going to be around to us throughout the year.
Yes.
So we really have a limited availability to them. So it's only players that you know, are signed with a specific team for a longer period than a year that we can use for marketing purposes, because you can't use a player that you don't even know if they'll still be with the team next year.
Absolutely, and we hope that it will grow from strength to strength, because really it is a very promising platform, but would like to see it break even, would like to see the stands full, and, you know, all of the glitz and the glamour that we see in the IPL and the Big Bash League as well. Now let's move on a little bit and talk about the house. Let's do some housekeeping in regards to Cricket South Africa. Who's the new director of cricket?
The director of cricket hasn't been appointed yet.
Okay.
We are still in the process. So we are busy, you know, working very hard with the rest of the team and making sure that we can announce as soon as possible. The one thing I can, you know, I commit to saying is that we will make an announcement way before England gets here.
Okay.
Whether we are able to secure services of, you know, the gentleman that we have interviewed earlier on or not, we will communicate, and then we will also announce plans in terms of what would plan B be for us should we not be able to appoint. So we are in the process. We don't want to discuss much as far as the process is concerned, because, as you might know, you know, the individual that we've interviewed are pretty popular in the country. We also don't want any pressure going towards them.
Absolutely. And then in terms of the team director, will that all only follow the director of cricket? Can we expect Enoch Ngwe to stay on and lead the team as England arrive on our shores?
So that's the reason why we want to announce the director of cricket as soon as possible, so that he can settle the team, especially the team management, because the director of cricket has to appoint all those people. So we don't want to, you know, choke hold him by appointing people that he might not feel that are the people that he needs to take us where we need to, which is winning the ICC silverware. And we don't want him to feel like, you know, we've shortchanged them in terms of what we've promised to them. So really, we want to move as quickly as we can to appoint the DOC so that he can then, you know, hit the ground running with all the administrative work and the planning that he needs to do.
And we know that we want to move on, you know, forget about the events of this year, especially that happened at the World Cup. We want to move on a build, start afresh, because we're a cricketing stronghold as a nation, naturally speaking. What are the following steps, you know, after the director of cricket, after that team director, or is there anything before then as well that we must be looking out for as a public?
So, I mean, it's the appointment of the director of cricket, the convener of selectors, the team director, and then probably, you know, rechecking things as far as the high-performance area is concerned. But that's, as I said, that's all up to the director of cricket. And then really, it's, you know, announcing to the public what our plans towards the T20 World Cup next year would be, you know, with the view of obviously going in strong as far as the 2023 World Cup event is concerned.
And then let me ask you about this, you know, we know the Colpack deal that's been giving a lot of us grey hairs and goosebumps, things we don't always like to talk about. Now we've got the no-Brexit deal, the no-deal Brexit that possibly could happen, and that will affect Colpack. In terms of Cricket South Africa, what are you hoping to get out of that? Or is there anything that you're hoping? I mean, it could possibly mean that we get a lot of our stars back into the country.
Yes, it could. But that does not also mean that, you know, it doesn't guarantee that they'll want to come play here. So that's, you know, there's still a lot of work that will need to be done as far as that front is concerned, because I'm sure by the time you know, the deal or no deal is announced as far as Brexit is concerned, we would have gone ahead in terms of contracting players. So we'd need to come up with, you know, plan B in terms of what is it that we do for players that want to come back and play in the country. You know, and at that, as I said, the director of cricket will also decide, you know, the type of players you want, because, you know, whether it's everybody, whether it's a certain few people, you know, so we'll need to sit with the director of cricket and say, do you need any of these players? How do we go about getting them involved? And how do we give you the support that you need in terms of getting these players here? And then how do we place them in the various teams and so forth?
Yeah.
So that's quite some piece of work that's still left as far as that front is concerned.
Quite a lot. And I mean, we've got the likes of Hashim Amla, I think, is the most recent big name to sign a Colpack deal. Are there any discussions with any of the players overseas, abroad, that's happening from Cricket South Africa at the moment? Or is it just sort of all in limbo until the director of cricket is announced?
Yeah, we can't talk to anybody because, remember, the laws that do not allow. So only once we know exactly what their fate is. And as far as the free agents are concerned, only once we've appointed the director of cricket and he says, these are the players that I'm targeting to take us to either the T20 World Cup or to take us to the 2023 World Cup in India, then only can we start approaching various boards and these players.
Absolutely. Let's leave it there, Thabang Moro. Thank you so much. I've fired numerous amount of questions to you tonight, and you've done very well in answering them. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you making time for us.
Thank you, Musa. Thank you for having me, and always a pleasure.
That is Thabang Moro, the Cricket South Africa CEO. And yeah, he's answered a lot of my questions. If you had some, well, you missed your chance. You should have called. But look, there's always another chance. We'll have him on the show again. Let's just have a look at some of the WhatsApps that's come through on the WhatsApp line 0727021702. I've got one that says, regarding this specific conversation we've just had, it says, Buhle, Cricket South Africa has done a good job by organizing this current tournament and is referring to the Mzansi Super League. But I'm asking myself why grounds like Buffalo Park in East London and Benoni Wilmore Northwest Grounds, Free State also and also get a team for the Northern Cape and Mpumalanga and to televise 4-day cricket and get more teams so cricket can be played in the whole country. Tulani from Gauteng, and Tulani, that is why Cricket South Africa have tried to essentially move away from the current franchise system that we have with, I think, just 6 teams, and they're looking to create more. Eventually they want about 14 teams playing top flight cricket in the country, which is fantastic. So we will be seeing more of that. We'll be seeing more in Benoni, you know, more in Buffalo Park. Thabang Moro right now is in Boland, in the Western Cape. So, you know, there is that effort by Cricket South Africa to bring cricket to the masses and to the people close to where you live. Because as he mentioned at the start of the interview, it's very difficult if you are living far and you don't have transport to actually get to these games. And that does affect or hamper the ticket sales, and it hampers the amount of people that you see in the stadium, and then also on TV, it just doesn't look like a good product. And yet it is. Mzansi Super League is a fantastic product. We're very lucky. We must actually count our lucky stars. We're very lucky to have this tournament on our shores, and we need to start going out and supporting the boys. It's not that expensive to watch cricket, and it's a good Friday afternoon, Thursday afternoon after work, or even during the weekend. Absolutely. If you can go and catch some cricket and support the boys, then with all due respect, do so.